Hey people,
I'm using channel 3 of Anchor. Are you? Have you used the magnifying glass? If you've updated to channel 3 on Anchor. Now what I've discovered is that I can find things of interest. In fact, I can even stalk people. If the person I want to stalk has been listed by name or nickname, by handle or by thing in an episode. So channel 3 on Anchor, what it's doing is it's making you push out content that's easily subscribable by using RSS, because Anchor, after all, wants to be your podcasting platform. Make it easy in your pocket. Create a podcast, pop it across, share it. Allow people to subscribe to content that they may be interested in. And in baby steps, Anchor's taking a little bit of progress to this discoverability feature by using the magnifying glass. Version 2 people on Anchor can't do what the Channel 3 people can do. Use the magnifying glass while selecting the episodes and seeing stuff that's very findable by search. I kind of wish that there was a stronger search function all around. And I kind of wish Anchor let the organism of everybody on Anchor determine what's findable. Right now, the intention of the Anchor team seems to be to use a 1995 version of the Yahoo directory. You know, make categories for things and employ a content person that puts things that the average puncher would be interested in finding in those categories. And there's a need for that, perhaps. I mean, after all, we still have telephone books, right? Those big pulp things that sit around. And in my case, they make an easy place to launch my desk lamp or to hold a little mini tripod for my video camera. You need the telephone books, you know, you need the golden pages, and you need these directories that Anchor has and that all the other podcasting platforms have. But you know what I like? I like the recommendation that I can find on the back of the users, people I follow. The wisdom of the crowds always tops the wisdom of some really well-educated content manager. They do. I mean, after all, I'm using this kind of service of Anchor because I like to listen to different people. Not everybody, not the top 10, and not people that are just Gary Vee clones. No, interesting people whose judgment I respect, whose voice I've learned to like, and who give me stuff that I need before I know I need it. So if I could discover stuff that, say, someone like Greg Dixon's interested in before he has to tell me he's interested in it, That would interest me. So I can use the search function to find Greg, and then I can look around and see what he's talking about, and then I can use the magnifying glass again to find words similar to what he just said. And who knows, I can find a mother lode that way. So all said and done, and it's taken me 3.5 minutes to say this, the discoverability feature in Channel 3 of Anchor is pretty good if you use it to look inside the episodes. And you, gentle listener, if you make an episode yourself, because that's what you got to do if you're here stuck on Channel 3, you should actually put something in the descriptor of those episodes to make it easy for people like me who don't want to follow the recommended channels and dive into the content placement categories that are here. Make it easy for someone like me to find stuff that's relevant. That's your job today. If you're going to stay on Channel 3 of Anchor and you're going to make episodes like you have to do, then put something in the description tag that's relevant so poor folks like me who use their head and their magnifying glass to find interesting content can find the content that makes it interesting to stay around here. I'm Bernie. Top Gold is what I'm going to put in the description of this. Found another way to see stuff that's interesting. Hope that floats your boat. Shtam.